Okay, 101. Now about this, if God is good, then why is there all this suffering in the world? And of course, we answer karma, and of course some are not satisfied with that because and they say, so, you mean that this poor person who was suddenly put into that unfair suffering deserved it, that he or she did something in the past or previous life? Oh, how cynical you are. And that's the tricky thing of it, that it's easy to get emotional about this. But should we now look at our lives, our activities, our karma, in other words? Karma means activities. For real, realistically, and just add up everything we do, plus and minus sides of it. Let's just take something as basic as eating. And I know some people, or I live here, or we live in Sweden. They say, well, you know, I have nothing against vegetarianism. And then generally there's a but coming afterwards. And when I was young, they actually did have something against vegetarianism. And they dare to speak it out, sometimes very loudly, because eating meat is so deeply embedded in the culture here. Similarly, alcohol drinking. You will almost get unpopular if you don't drink alcohol, or to speak against the drinking of alcohol. But to take as an example those two activities, starting with meat eating, what does it mean? It doesn't mean just that you choose that little brownish, pinkish piece of flesh in the supermarket and go home, fry it and eat it. You need to, if you want to wake up here, dear human, and this could be TH also, see everything involved in your activities, the cause and the effect. Not just, I have something on my plate that I like to eat and I'm eating it and I'm feeling fine and I'm good and I enjoy, as if it stops there. And well, you go and visit a slaughterhouse and see and learn for yourself, step by step, in detail, what that animal is going through. Well, you could say from taking birth in some animal industry building, what you are being fed, what you're what happens to your mother, what happens to, you know, where do you live? How much do you see the fields of grass and so on? Just follow a cow, for instance, all the way through life, or a bull, until they enter that slaughterhouse. The way they are pushed in there, the way they are treated there, until the moment when the killing blow is dealt. Now, you may say, well, we kill animals now very painlessly. We do it in very nice and friendly and caring ways. But then just put yourself in that role of that animal. Because this is very much what it's about here. The art of waking up to reality. It's just about empathy, compassion, to be able to put yourself in the other person's. Because yes, the calves and cows and bulls and pigs and all of those, they are also persons. And if you don't think that, if you can't see that, then again, open up your eyes. So if you put yourself in the role of that cow that you just now looked at life, would you be enjoying life or would you be suffering? I think we can, if we have that level of compassion and empathy, agree that their lives is rather filled with suffering. To grow up in a factory, only taking birth, instigated by some other alien beings, we the humans, who want you to live only to become food for them. Who don't even believe or think that or aware of that you have feelings, that you can feel pain just like them. Who are so bereft of feelings and emotions that that scares you in itself, you know. And it's not only physical pain we're talking about. We're talking about fear and uncomfortable situations and bad food and being locked in a prison all the time into some factory. Just look at how the chicken are treated. So if we just dig into our lives and what our lives are made up of, our activities, then yes, again, then ask yourself the question, am I causing by my activities other living beings suffering? And yes, unless you have understood it already, if you are a meat eater, and it includes fish and chicken and all these animals who you can clearly see can feel pain, have fear, try to get away. Just try, look at the fish when you're fishing. The struggle, the strength, the struggle for life. Jumping even in the when I was a kid, my father took me out fishing, even when it's in the boat, jumping and splatting and trying to jump out of the boat and get back into the water again. This is not a senseless machine. It's a living being just like you and me. So when you now ask that question again, why do we, who of course could in our ignorance, because ignorance is not really an excuse, in our ignorance may not be aware of that the life we live and enjoy comes at the cost of suffering for others. And then if you all of a sudden suffer yourself, get sick, for instance, by the food you're eating, the dead animals you're eating, and I'm saying many diseases only hit meat eaters. You're much healthier when you're vegetarian. So that is an example of karma. It's not some mystical, supernatural God sitting there deciding to punish you. It's just a reaction. And likewise, if you're building up your entire civilization on stealing and exploiting and plundering other nations, other people, we're using other people as slaves, whether you take them to your country or let them stay in their home country working in your industries there, much like the animals, then you shouldn't be surprised if one day they come here to your nice country and start taking from you, taking back. And they would, I guess, from the view of righteousness and so on, they would have a certain right to do that. Take back what you took from them. So we can go on like this, and I think, again, this is important to, and this is what we should do here. Open our eyes and look at the world, how things are connected, cause and effect and so on. And then this question, I would say, is answered. Well, what do you say? You write here in the comments what you think.